Christina Williams said that she's as St. Louis as toasted ravioli. Listen to her on this fun podcast, MissouriMusicPodcast.com. Now we're officially live, and I'm here with Christina Williams. And so first of all, Christina, how did you first start liking music?
I started liking music as far back as I can remember. I come from a long line of punk rockers. My mom was a
punk rock lineage, definitely.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know, as a teenager, you start trying to do some kind of rebellion, but it's kind of hard to rebel when your family's so cool.
Tell me about your mom, because she's got a lot of cool points for me anyway.
Oh, yeah. So she used to run this record store called New Values back in the...
What's her name?
Her name's Victoria Williams, Vicky Williams. Okay. And yeah, she'd have all kinds of bands come and stop by and play in the basement of her store. Like, she had like the Misfits and the Descendants back in the day come and play shows there. And she was like Hot Topic before Hot Topic was a thing. She had band merch and records and alternative fashion and stuff.
But where was the shop?
It was over on Skinker, like, you know, Skinker and Clayton, I guess, kind of over that way. It used to be a flower. It was her shop, and then it was a flower shop. And then I think now it's an urgent care.
And so you actually talked about she was a good photographer, too. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She loves to tell me her story about how she met David Bowie one time in a hotel room. And he was so out of his mind on drugs, he forgot he ordered a room service. Uh-huh. And so she had to, like, answer the door while he hid in the bathtub because he couldn't. He couldn't be bothered. He was so paranoid.
Right.
But yeah, she would travel. She lived in LA for a while, and she would photograph all these old punk rockers like Highsmith and Lou Reed and David Byrne and stuff. And then she came back home, opened her shop, and eventually I was born.
That's good. Now tell me about your band.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry, excuse me. It's we are the legendary Tiger Rider.
Okay. Well, I love that name. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, it started out as just a Tiger Rider, but then it kind of became this like ongoing inside joke that we are the world famous legendary Tiger Rider. You know, because. There's also a Tiger Rider who is in Seattle, but they're like shoegaze, like sad indie boys.
I get the feeling that you're not shoegaze. I think that is one thing I don't get from you, that vibe, definitely.
Yeah, the one thing we got is chutzpah, for better or worse, that's for sure. But yeah, I don't know. We started out, I guess it was like 2012, 2013, maybe. We've been at a long time, a lot of different lineup changes. I think I'm the only original member left. I'm pretty much the only
original Tiger Rider. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
We play like punk metal feminist nonsense.
That doesn't sound like nonsense. That sounds good. That sounds good and rocking, definitely. Maybe a Bikini Kill, a little bit of Bikini Kill in there.
Yeah, right? Something like that. So I one time someone wrote a review of our record, said something like, "Oh, we worship at the altar of Black Sabbath" or something, and I thought that was a pretty apt description.
It's not bad. But I remembered seeing Bikini Kill back in the 90s, and that was such a great concert. And
oh my gosh,
such a fun thing in D.C. That was so fun to do.
Oh yeah, especially on the East Coast. Yeah, I saw them. They did a reunion show in Chicago for Riot Fest a couple years ago. It was them. They headlined and Patti Smith opened for them.
Wow.
It was the craziest. I'd never seen, like, I was on the rail. I'd never seen a pit like that in my life. Just all these women just like, oh, it was amazing. Oh. I had a great time. It was so inspiring. And they all had such a good time. Yeah.
I love her. And she was such a great show. Saw her a few years ago. All the way back to the OG, the real OG stuff. Definitely.
Oh, she's intense. She's an intense presence. And her show was amazing. She did a lot of really great covers as well. And I guess she's like touring with her son, like her sons in her band. And like, just totally an inspiration, that whole setup. And it was like one of the only major music festivals that had a woman headline. So the whole thing was just good vibes. It was a good vibes. Highly recommend it. I don't think they really did any more shows hardly after that. And then the pandemic happened. So, you know, yes.
We can't talk about that. We won't speak of that.
Yeah, no. What's bad juju.
For the future, what are you doing next?
Well, currently I've kind of maneuvered my way into the digital landscape. So I actually stream on Twitch now. That's something really? Yeah. So I started streaming on Twitch when the pandemic kind of started getting going, because all of the shows and everything obviously stopped, and we couldn't practice as a band anymore, just for space limitations and safety limitations, and we could never figure out how to do it over Zoom or whatever. So instead of focusing on the live music aspect, I've been kind of trying to do something a little bit different with the Twitch.
Well, so what do you do on Twitch? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's a weird time. Cause I'm not a Twitch person per se. Like, I didn't start getting into Twitch until this all started, even as a viewer. Like, I wasn't really sure what people did on Twitch, right? Like, I hate to sound like a boomer, but like, I'm like, I don't know. What do these kids these days do on Twitch? I don't know. So I don't know. I did some research, and really my vibe, so to speak, right now is I play video games, I open Pokemon cards, and I just get drunk and hang out on the internet and talk to people. Like
unboxing in a way.
Yeah,
unboxing.
It's kind of, it's like it's a part unboxing, it's a part news, it's a part just hanging out with your homies, I guess, and just I don't know, it's like this weird thing. It's like being a talk show host, but everyone gets to talk back.
Well, so tell me where they can find you online.
Oh yeah, absolutely. twitch.tv/steenie09 steenie09. Right. I broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 6:30 Central Standard Time.
Okay.
We're also looking to incorporate more virtual reality stuff, which is a whole other ball of wax. There's these virtual reality raves that I stumbled upon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's this this program is called VR Chat. Again, I sound like a boomer explaining this, but like,
it's closer to a boomer. I'm closer to a boomer than you are. And neither of us are boomers.
I'm gonna own it. But it's like it's like the software where it's like a virtual chat room, kind of where you're your own avatar. And since the pandemic hit and everything, people have been having live music events in this virtual reality space, and everything's organized online through Discord and Twitter and Instagram and all these other online social media platforms. And you don't even need a virtual reality headset to play it. You could just, if you have a PC, you can download it for free on Steam. It's called VR Chat, and you can be integrated in this whole community. So you have all these like DJs from all over the world, from Japan, from East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter, like literally other side of the planet, they're coming together, throwing these incredible events. It'll be hundreds of people involved, and they just party for forever. Like, they start at like 2 p.m. and they'll go until 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning because all the different time zones. So it never stops, and it's incredible. So went down that rabbit hole pretty hard.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to do during the pandemic. But Kennedy rapes on VR. That sounds terrible. You're going to have less raves.
Raves. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You definitely don't want any of that.
No, I mean, please, no. Consent. Yes. Consent is 100% necessary.
Right, exactly.
There's definitely some role playing happening, but it's all consensual. And then on top of that, it's just wild because, like, you know, with the virtual reality aspect, you really do feel like you're in a nightclub again. And it's really like filled a lot of that yearning to be in a public place back on the dance floor. Like, because you feel like you're there and you're dancing. And you're dancing with your friends, you're meeting new people, you're talking to people, you're having a beer. There's no line for the bathroom. It's just 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Right, that's awesome. Now tell me about the band sites online.
I'm sorry?
The band sites online, all the band, like all the, give me all the details about the band and where you can find them.
Oh, yeah. We're on Bandcamp. It's just tigerrider.bandcamp.com. We're on Instagram. Under the legendary Tiger Writer, as to not be confused. Right. They deplatformed us on Facebook because they thought I was a Russian bot, and I can't ever, I don't think I'm going to start another Facebook page, to be honest.
Terrible. Yes. You're not a bot. I could tell.
I'm a real boy. Like, I'm right here. So that's a whole other thing. But yeah. Right. Yeah, we're on Instagram. We're on Bandcamp. I think we got a SoundCloud somewhere out there. Otherwise, just like, yeah, follow me on Twitch. Join my Discord. I post updates about every goofball little thing, every wild hair that I have, I post about on Discord, Twitter. Nice. Twitter, Steenie09. I got everything. I got all the social medias.
Sounds good. And I'm so thankful to have you on here and so thankful that you could be our guest on 5 at 5.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Give me this. MissouriMusicPodcast.com.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.